Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me today. You're listening to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Eileen Smith. I started this podcast because my goal is to help you build a better blog. I'll do that by providing blogging tips, social media advice, and YouTube tips. I'll work together with you to explore all the top strategies available to help you master the art of content creation. Today on the podcast, we're going to answer a question that came in via SpeakPipe. And I think this is also a very good time for me to talk to you a little bit about SpeakPipe and some of the news of what's been going on with SpeakPipe. But this question comes in from Ron Hitson. So take it away, Ron.
Hey, Eileen. Ron Hitson here. I just wanted to ask you a question. If you were to pick a plan of action as it relates to sending traffic to your squeeze page, what would you do, with the exception of using blogging as one of your traffic streams? What other methods would you use to send traffic to your squeeze page? Thank you.
Now, that's a great question, and I thought a lot of you may be wondering the same thing. And just so you'll know, I already responded to Ron about this. I would use, and there's really a short answer to this question, I would use video. YouTube video is probably one of the most effective ways to get traffic to a squeeze page. Now, with YouTube videos, the reason why I say that is because you get the opportunity to explain whatever it is that you're giving away or selling, or perhaps you're trying to get people to sign up to an email list or something like that. So if you don't have a blog, then you would need to have the video in order to also get traction through social media. And I'm going to give you examples of a few people that are already doing this and doing it very effectively. And if you listen to podcasts, and you're probably listening to some of the same podcasts I'm listening to, you've probably heard these three examples that I'm going to give you. You probably heard them speak before. And the first one I'm going to use is Amy Porterfield. Amy Porterfield, you can just find her at amyporterfield.com. She usually records a video. Let's just say she's having a training course or something like that. She'll record the video to announce that she's having the training course. And it will lead you to a squeeze page or a landing page. And she usually runs ads on Facebook. She'll tweet about it and, you know, get that message spread through social media. But it really all starts with the video. James Wetmore, who is really more of a video guy. I mean, James has a website. I don't think he has a blog. And he's been using this method very effectively for the same thing, to sell his membership program, training courses, and all of that. And the last person that I want to mention today, of course, there's plenty of people that are doing this, but the last person that I want to mention is for a specific reason, and that's Clay Collins. And he's the co-founder of Lead Pages. And I wanted to bring up Lead Pages because the real question here about a squeeze page or a landing page, or how to be effective with that, is that you need to have an effective squeeze page or landing page to begin with. Or else it doesn't matter if you have a blog, social media, video, or whatever else you have. Lead Pages is a fantastic system. Clay Collins, along with his other co-founders and all the engineers and developers they have working over there, they just got in a new round of funding, like $5 million. So Lead Pages is the way to go when you're talking about squeeze pages, landing pages. You're also going to be able to get forms to get people to sign up for your email list, and you'll be able to host the pages on your site or on their site where they have the super fast service. I mean, I can't even tell you everything that Lead Pages is doing, because every week they add a new feature, and they're also great with split testing to make sure that your pages are converting well. So check out Clay Collins over at Lead Pages. And I also have an affiliate link for that, which is basicblogtips.com/uses/leadpages. Now that brings us over into our next topic for today, which is SpeakPipe. And Ron used the SpeakPipe widget on my blog to leave that message. And let me just tell you what SpeakPipe is. SpeakPipe is a way that you can leave a message for someone right from the microphone on your computer. You don't have to make a phone call if you don't want to. You can also use the iOS app, and you can also do it with your Android phone. Now, as the blog owner, you would go over to SpeakPipe, sign up for an account. They have a free plan, but they also have other plans, which lets people leave longer messages and lets you have more storage. You'll get code from them. And if you have a WordPress blog, they also have a plugin. And you can place a little widget on your sidebar or in the footer of your blog. And people can just click on that widget. And mine has like a little microphone. Then it'll say send voicemail. Some people use a balloon. You know, you can kind of customize it the way you want. Once you get an account with SpeakPipe, you also get a dedicated landing page. For example, mine is speakpipe.com/Eileen. And it's nice to have the little landing page. You also can put any of your other contact information on there. If you want people to have your address or your phone number, or however you want people to contact you. Just another little perk that comes along with the account. And here's the news that I wanted to tell you about SpeakPipe. Oh my gosh, wait, I forgot. I almost forgot to tell you something. There is a word of caution. If you're on Android, and if your audience, your listeners, or your readers are on Android, there is an extra step that you need to go through in order to leave a SpeakPipe voicemail message. Now, what I did was, because I have the Samsung Galaxy S4, I put together some screenshots and I made a little PDF to show you. And also you can share this with your listeners so they'll know if they have Android, how to leave the SpeakPipe message. It's just a little extra step there, but I'm going to send that PDF through the feed for this podcast, but I'm also going to have a link to it, of course, over in the show notes. Okay, now back to the news. The news is that, remember I mentioned that you could get a free account, but you also can get premium accounts? Well, they've now opened up the affiliate program. So if you have an account with SpeakPipe, make sure you apply for the affiliate program. And that is another way that you can support your show. Okay, well, that's our show for today, guys. Thanks so much for joining me today. If you want to leave me a message, just look for that contact page. It's going to be up in the top navigation bar. No matter which one of my blogs you're on, you'll see that contact page. I'll talk to you soon. Have a great week. Peace.